Hi, Alex. Sorry I can't be in the studio with you, but needs must, we all have to do our part, I guess, to really, you know, stay safe, stay well, and keep this virus under check. And unfortunately, books are one thing that we can all connect with remotely. Now, I have brought in a couple of books in for you, which is like a double whammy deal here. I want to talk today about Jeremy Lachlan's Jane Doe Chronicles. Now, Jeremy is an author, and his debut novel was 2019's Jane Doe and the Cradle of All Worlds. The book was a hit when it dropped, and it took out the Australian Book Industry Award winner for Book of the Year for Older Children. And now we actually have, in 2020, we have a follow-up, Jane Doe and the Key of All Souls. So that's what I've got to talk to you about today. Now, the Jane Doe Chronicles begin in the faraway somewhere land of Blue Haven. Jane lives a thankless life, caring for her father and avoiding the entire township, who believe that she's kind of cursed and they shun her. She's a pariah, basically. When Jane narrowly escapes ritual sacrifice to appease the mythical manna, she finds she has to plunge headlong into the manna to rescue her father. Now, the manna is this kind of interdimensional space that looks like a giant crypt, sort of looming, household full of rooms. There, she discovers within the manor that she is not alone. The villainous Roth and his army of leatherheads are scouring the manor for the Cradle Key, a mythical object that will give its possessor control over all the worlds. Now, we're up to book two, and in the Key of All Souls, Jane has narrowly escaped Roth, but finds herself trapped in Arakan. This desert world has been decimated by Roth's armies, and Jane finds herself at the mercy of Elsa, herself a refugee from the manor. Not knowing who to trust, Jane must unite the keys, return to the manor before Roth opens the cradle and destroys not just Jane's loved ones, but all of the united worlds. Now, I wanted to start strong for you this year with plenty of YA. Young adult fiction is a category that spans genre and has so many amazing titles on offer for kids, YAs, and A's, adults alike. Maybe I won't call adults A's too often. Just check out hashtag LoveOzYA if you want to find out the wealth of amazing reading out there available. And when I started reading book one of the Jane Doe Chronicles, Australia was, beset by catastrophic fires. It feels like a lifetime ago, but it really was a very short time. Now we find ourselves isolated, trying to deal with a pandemic. And it's not that I want people to shut all this out or forget about it, but sometimes you do need a little bit of escape. And Jeremy Lachlan has given us this and so much more in a story that is designed to delight readers of any age. When I spoke with Jeremy recently for Final Draft, he told me about how he's filled the books with all the things he loves: rope bridges and booby traps, high octane chases, and edge of your seat cliffhangers. Literally, there's more than one scene in the books involving people hanging from a cliff. The books evoke old school adventure with a smart and savvy protagonist. Jane is a clever, funny hero who can at times still be a little bit hopeless. I mean, after all, she was raised in a basement. Who needs her friends to survive, but also to, you know, give her life love and meaning. The Key of Souls really opens up the heart of the stories in both books. We learn about the ancient tragedy that set the events of Jane's life in motion, and Jeremy wants us to think about the ways we love people and how we deal with life when we lose the thing that we love. It becomes apparent to me why I've connected and want to talk about this book right now. It's honestly amazing to me that these books pack in so much heart, so much character, and all as we gallop across a desert on the back of a slightly mad horse with the mysterious masked raiders in hot pursuit. Grab a copy of Jeremy Lachlan's Jane Doe, Book 1, The Cradle of All Worlds, or Book 2, The Key of All Souls, and you know what? You're going to get value for everyone, as your whole family is going to want to read it. Now, before I say goodbye, I just wanted to acknowledge it's a really weird time at the moment. I know that when I need to get some headspace, some relief, entertainment, maybe even some perspective, I turn to books. There are a whole world out there to explore, and it's definitely something that you can do from your home at a safe social distance. And I hope for everyone out there who enjoys the book club, if you have discovered a book through the 2SER book club or even through Final Draft, please think about buying that book and supporting a local author. Even better idea, support your local independent bookstore and buy the book through them. Lots of these stores are doing offers on delivery, and by purchasing through them, you get this double hit, supporting your local community and local authors. Alex, I will be back with more books for you next week, so be safe where you are, and let's share some reading together. Bye now.